Following a wish expressed by Pope Francis, an international conference to examine human trafficking and modern slavery takes place in the Vatican on November the 2nd and 3rd. Described as a preparatory workshop organized by the Pontifical Academy of Sciences and the Pontifical Academy of Social Sciences together with the World Federation of Catholic Medical Associations, the event aims to examine the trade in human persons in order to establish the real state of this phenomenon and an agenda to combat this heinous crime. Each participant at the two-day conference will present a study shining the light on a particular perspective of human trafficking. Professor Marcelo Suarez Orozco is Dean of the UCLA Graduate School of Education and Information Studies. He and his wife, Professor Carola Suarez Orozco, will present papers that focus on the trafficking of children in the global millennium.
Human trafficking is a very ancient infamy with a very, very new face. In this paper, then, we locate human trafficking, the trends, the growing movement, trafficking of the underage, a global perspective that looks at issues relating to structural economic inequalities, that looks at issues pertinent to the mass movement of people, mass migration, and that looks at the roles of the new media, new information, communication technologies, especially social media, and as is now fully implicated in the trafficking of children. We examine the varieties of domains where immigrant children and trafficked children, both in the context of immigration but also internally, not as international migrants, today are exploited in different forms of slave labor. This includes agriculture, it includes domestic work, it includes the commercial sexual exploitation of children, including the explosive growth of child pornography in the internet. It explores the issues facing children that are used and are trafficked, drug mules for drug trafficking, and lastly, the domain pertinent to the use, the enslavement of children as child soldiers. This is an extraordinarily urgent and, of course, horrific formation that fundamentally constitutes two crimes. First, of course, it is the violent interruption of childhood itself. A recent report, for example, by the FBI concludes that in the United States, children typically enter, for example, into trafficked prostitution as early as age 10. In the largest intervention in FBI history, the FBI just recently liberated over 100 children being trafficked for prostitution.
I understand that human trafficking is, in fact, an increasingly profitable business. Is the trafficking of children also very profitable? And do you have any idea of the numbers of children, which is minors, that are being trafficked today?
The general estimates are that the trafficking today is perhaps up to $30 billion enterprise. This is larger than the GDP of Jordan, for example. It is estimated by the United States Department of State to be the third most profitable global criminal enterprise.
After what?
After drugs and armaments. It is estimated that perhaps up to 75% of all detected traffic, and this is a very important distinction, the U.S. State Department estimates that there are 27 million trafficked people on Earth today or at any given moment. the number of people that are identified or they're detected as trafficked is much, much smaller than that. But 75% of all detected traffic in the world today are women and children. And there's an upward trend in the trafficking of children. If you look at the data from the last previous major report by the United Nations Office of Drugs and Crime, the number of children, the percentage of children that were detected as trafficked was in the order of approximately 20% of all trafficked people. Today, it's 27%. In the United States, in a statement by the American Psychological Association, it is estimated that 50% of all detected trafficked people in the United States are underage. So when we talk about human trafficking, definite statistics are very, very difficult to establish. The gap between the estimates by the leading organisms in the world that have been in the business of detecting, of prosecuting, of ending human trafficking, it's much, much greater than the numbers of estimated detected. For example, according to the U.S. Ambassador at Large for Human Trafficking, in his most recent statement, he says 27 million people are trafficked today. We've only detected worldwide 46,000, and only 4,700 convictions took place last year. So the gap here, this is a hidden crime.
Are people afraid to come out and denounce their captors? Why is it so undetected?
They're undetected for a variety of reasons. First of all, the flow typically involves rachitic states, weak economies, poor institutions, and either corrupt or complicit authorities. This is a crime where no one has the incentive to come out and fully declare the devil in the details. The victims themselves, of course, live in a world of perpetual trauma. Remember, especially for children, it rips the children from the family. It ruptures their trust in other human beings, their trust in institutions. It ruptures their attachments. These children have been identified as having a post-traumatic stress disorder consistent symptomatologies. These children and victims in general are found to have much higher levels of depression, learned helplessness, hopelessness, anxiety disorders, panic disorders, guilt. There is tremendous guilt. There's tremendous shame because the victims themselves become complicit in the perpetration of crimes, often crimes regarding sexual limited encounters between the underage and adults. There is dissociation. They're victims of substance abuse, eating disorders. So you are talking about an empire of suffering where the victims are hidden, the perpetrators are hidden, and those who are reaping extraordinary gains themselves are hidden. There are no incentives here to seek truth, to seek voice, to seek light from the victims of this extraordinary, grotesque world where the basic structures, the basic values, the basic strictures of every civilization, of every religion, of every language are reversed, are suspended. This is a world where the taken-for-granted practices are violated. It is a dark empire. It's an empire of suffering. There's a beautiful short story by Edward Allan Poe called The Parliament Letter, where the letter is there for everybody to see, but nobody sees it. We have slave labor in the world today, practically in every domain that you can think of.
Pope Francis has expressed particular concern, particular closeness to forced migrants and to victims of trafficking. I was wondering if this has had an impact on your work and on your hope for the future.
I think that there is a tremendous urgency to fully understand the changing nature of this horrific crime. I think that it is important to understand the ways in which economic mechanisms, structural adjustment regimes, the globalization of poverty and pauperism. I think it's extremely important to understand how new information, communication, media, social technologies, today Facebook, is become a very important platform for the prostitution of children. I think it's very, very important for us to understand the changing nature of this phenomenon, and I think the Holy Father has put into the world stage a problem that is has an archaeology that is very, very old in the human condition. Freud himself, 100 years ago, made the famous statement, man is wolf to man. It is important to bring this old infamy into the 21st century, and of course the Holy Father, all the world leaders that speak on this issue make an extraordinary difference. President Obama has recently spoken on this issue. Secretary of State Kerry has spoken on this issue. I know a number of the leading European leaders have spoken in this issue, likewise in Latin America, in Asia, in Africa. This is a global problem in the 21st century. It involves every religion, every continent, every country, and the Holy Father's clarity of thinking, his voice, his strength, makes a tremendous difference for us to open our eyes. This is a crime where people avert their gaze. We don't want to look into this reality, but this is a reality that is enslaving millions and millions of human beings, most often the weakest. It is the illegal immigrants. It is the caste-like minorities. It is women. It is people in positions of a minority status. It is people of color. It is the disabled. It is the underage. It is children that are victimized. It is a crime that, especially with children, it is two crimes that is being committed. First, it is the assault on the physical, moral, psychological integrity of the child. Secondly, it is a crime that interrupts the pathways of development for little children the world over. When children are dealing with the fundamental cognitive, socio-emotional, health, developmental tasks that are required of every human being, we know this through the work of the great Vygotsky and the great Jean Piaget and the great Jerry Bruner, these children are their human development is interrupted. They are living in a world where the undertow of this horrific world threatens to drown them and diverts them from the pathways to normal adult development. When an adult is trafficked, she or he has already formed basic psychological, basic developmental, basic maturational developments. Children face two crimes. It is a crime of the here and now, and it is a crime into the future. It robs them of their childhood, but it also robs them of their future. This is the urgency of stopping, of serving, of counseling, of understanding this dark world predicated on human exploitation, predicated on extracting value. Pope John Paul II had a beautiful line where children become treated as instruments of gain. They're no longer sacred human life. They're instruments to be exploited, commodified, so that value can be extracted from their pain, from their suffering.